Hello, I am here today with Mara McEwen, the Artistic Director of Treehouse Shakers, a New York-based theater company. Thank you so much for being here today with me, Mara. Could you tell me a bit about your company's mission and background?
Thank you for having me. This is such an honor. We've been around for 23 years. Our primary focus is on theater for young audiences. We make shows from babies through teens. And we have 6 shows on a rotating tour around the United States. And we have programs in China as well. Our mission is to provide the arts to all children, no matter their income, race, ethnicity. We provide work in the schools. We provide performance work on tour. And we really want to create work that is beautiful, engaging, and thoughtful. We make all original works. We've made 16 shows. I've written almost all of them, and my business partner choreographed almost all of them.
That's so cool. Could you tell me exactly what one of your performances would look like?
Instead of using, let's say, straight blocking, where an actor might just walk to the right, there may be a trio dancing behind them, exploring the undercurrent of what is really being felt.
Why do you think it's so important to bring quality theater to young audiences?
This is their first exploration into theater. And just like a children's book, you want to show them great art and great literature so that it can begin to form how they see the world. And it's very important that we don't just give our children kind of what I call McDonald's for children's theater. We want to give them nourishing food as they're growing. We want to give them nourishing theater to watch.
I read a bit about your outreach program on your website. Could you tell me about it?
Every year we provide thousands of low income and underserved communities tickets to our performances. Some children are living, blocks from Broadway and not even having the opportunities to see art. And so we want to make sure that everyone has access to that. We started a couple of years ago providing relaxed performances for children who may be atypical autistic or on the autistic spectrum. Instead of making a child feel like they have to hush and conform to the theater space, we want them to feel like they have a place to move. The theater experience should feel like a community experience, and it should feel accepting to all people.
How has COVID-19 affected Treehouse Shakers, and what are you doing to keep bringing theater to your audience?
We immediately started an artist fund. We were worried about the artists that work with us, that they wouldn't be able to get on unemployment right away. At the same time, we offered families Hatched, our show for babies, free online to help serve the community as quick as possible. And then we started thinking about how else could we actually make income for our artists and for the company, because we had lost a lot of financial work. And so we have a show online, Under the Tangle, which is about a young girl who gets trapped in this labyrinth and she doesn't know where she's going. And, she keeps finding these strange obstacles. And we felt like it was a really good story for our children's now as they were going into quarantine and they were without their friends. So we offered tickets online on a donation base. Right after that, Broadway On Demand reached out to us so that Saturday mornings we could show our shows on their channel. And we continued teaching at the schools that we were working in, bringing in teaching artists through Zoom, and we're offering this summer virtual camps.
How do you predict the future of theater will look after the pandemic's over? Will it change?
I think Broadway most definitely has to change. I mean, you can't offer 4 bathrooms for thousands of people. But for the nonprofit world and for the smaller businesses like ours, we have so much more flexibility. I think limiting audiences is how we're going to start. And I don't see us starting back until spring when parents feel safe to go back into the theater with their children. But depending on how many people are allowed back into the theater, then we can live stream the shows until we can get back on our feet. Theater is about community. You have the energy of the people around you. That's an energy that just can't be replaced. And so, of course, it's heartbreaking, but we just have to figure out ways that we can still create a community, even when it's on the screen. How can we still serve young people, especially young people that are affected by COVID-19? How can we reach them, truly reach them, and make sure that they know that they still have a community and a support system that wants to reflect them and wants to be here for them?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for being with me. It's been lovely talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
I'd also like to thank Soulstar for the music. I found it on Creative Commons. This has been Ariana Gant interviewing Mara McEwen on Treehouse Shakers and theater in a post-pandemic world. Have a great evening.